Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is an interview taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This is an interview taken with Mrs. Olive Price of 11 Brockerman Drive, Penrith Park. The date is the 25th of November, 1991.
And I live in 11 Brockerman Drive, Penrith Park. And I was born on the 8th of February, 1918. At Hornsby. I have not married. Nationality, well, that's British, isn't it?
You were born here?
Yeah.
Australian?
Australian.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't any children.
Right, thank you. How long have you lived in the Penrith area?
65 years.
Right, and I'll just ask you some questions about your family background. What kind of work did your father do?
My father was an engine driver on the railways.
Oh. And your mother? Did she work? Or?
No, she was domestic duties.
Mm-hmm. And did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had three sisters and one brother.
Right, and so you were born in this area and you were living in Penrith as a child. Were you?
No, I was born at Hornsby.
Oh, you were born at Hornsby, right.
Mm.
And so when did you, how old were you when you moved to this area?
I was about 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And that was when you lived down in the centre of Penrith?
That's right, in Higgins Street.
Right. And did, what was the house like that you lived in there? Was it a timber house or what material?
Yes, weatherboard with a galvanised iron roof. A large property.
With a lot of land around it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. How many acres would it have been? More than the normal building block?
Well, it wouldn't amount to acres, I don't think. It was a double block and it was a very, they were very deep,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm. And you had a garden around the house?
Oh, yes, we had a lovely garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And what was your first memories of the house and the area there? How would you describe it, the surroundings? Was it built up or not? Did you have close neighbours?
I just realised that we moved into Derby Street first.
Oh, did you?
And we lived there for about 12 months. And this home in Higgins Street was where two of Dad's brothers and sister lived.
Mm-hmm.
And when my auntie died, Dad had to buy the property to give my uncles a home.
And so you spent most of your childhood in that house in Higgins Street?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm. So how would you describe the area around the house in the close vicinity? Was it bush or was it, you know, was there a tarred road or?
No, it wasn't bush, not there. I think. I can remember them concreting High Street.
Can you?
I think that would have been about 1927. And the old Roman Catholic Church was standing in those days. But they've since pulled that down, of course, and built a new one. It's a circular one, which you'll see if you drove down High Street. No, there wasn't. In our street, I think there was only, originally, there were only two two other homes, which one was a dentist, a practicing dentist. Up in the main street was Dr. Higgins. He had his home and surgery facing High Street. And then further up on the opposite corner to the fire station was Dr. Barrow, and they were the only two doctors in Penrith then.
And, there was no hospital either, was there? Or only the small...
Yes, there was a small hospital, but that was over on the other side of the town, over the railway line.
Mm-hmm.
Which has since been turned into the Governor Phillip Special Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And a new one was built up the top of the town. Mr. Fred Jones donated the land, and they built the new hospital way up there on the hill on the way to Kingswood.
So were all your mother's children born before you moved to Penrith, or would she have had some of her children when she was living here? I was really just wondering if she had them at the local hospital or if she had to travel further afield.
No, well, in those days, they more or less had babies at home.
Mm.
No, I think they were all born at Croydon.
Mm-hmm. Before you moved here.
Mm.
Right. So what was the house like that you lived in? Was it, how many bedrooms would it have had?
Oh, they were all... Oh, let me think. One, two. There were three bedrooms,
mm-hmm.
a lounge dining room, kitchen, bathroom. It was a good old house to live in, actually. A lot cooler than what this place is.
Was it? Higher ceilings.
9-foot ceilings, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Have a veranda around it?
Mm, a veranda at the front and a veranda at the back.
Mm-hmm. And it was the toilet.
And it used to have the old-fashioned, or what people call old-fashioned now, shutters on all the windows.
Mm. That keep the heat out.
Mm. Yeah, but I can remember the time when we pulled them all off.
Fashion.
Yeah, fashion's changed. Now they're back again. So that the old people weren't as silly as what people thought they were.
Mm.
And I think it's a shame, you know, that we're getting away from verandas, because they definitely make the place cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And they look attractive.
And you've got somewhere to sit.
That's right.
You know, I notice when you're driving out in the country anywhere, a terrible lot of places have got verandas on them now.
And did you have an indoor toilet as well as bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Mm. When we first went there, we didn't have any. What was it? Dad had to get a sink put in the kitchen, and he also had to have electricity installed. Because my aunt used to have electric lamps.
So I don't suppose you had any electrical appliances of any sort in the early days?
Yes, we had an iron.
Did you? Mm-hmm. An electric iron.
But before that, we had a fuel stove.
Mm-hmm.
And it had umpteen, those... like this thing here.
Oh, yes, a flat iron.
Yeah.
Yes, and it heated on the fuel stove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have flat iron.
So you use that as a doorstop now, do you?
I bought that.
Did you?
It cost me $10. They're very fashionable now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we had a fuel stove. And Mother went away for a holiday one time, so we had the fuel stove and the chimney. Incidentally, the chimney was a double one because it served purpose out in the laundry too.
Ah.
Yes, I really think that my aunt made jam out in the laundry. And also there was a fuel copper.
Did you have to collect firewood for it?
No, we used to buy firewood for that. Dad used to cut it up. That's another thing, when we went there, the river water was very, very dirty. And Dad had to... I mean, you put sheets in the copper off the bed, they'd come out dirtier than when they went in.
Really?
You know, the river water was dreadful. And so Dad got the local... what do they call it? Tank maker. To make a tank. And he built a stand outside the laundry. And we had clean water then for washing the clothes. And we also had a well outside the house. And the overflow from the tank went into the well. And it was beautiful water. I used to make lovely tea.
So you drank that water as well?
Beautiful.
So the river wasn't actually polluted like it would be today, but it was more just muddy, I guess, was it?
Muddy, and particularly after rain or flood times, you know. But we never had to worry about that anymore. The water was really beautiful. Rainwater does make lovely tea.
Yes. And did your mother make jams too? Did she cook a lot?
Oh, yes, she cooked a lot, yes. We had a lot of fruit trees. Dad had a lot of fruit trees in the backyard, and she used to make all sorts of jam and jelly. And we used to love it when the ryos were ready to come in, because then we'd have ryo pie.
What are ryos?
Or well, some people call them grammars, I think. So,
yes.
Orangey thing about that long. Make a lovely pie out of that.
Like a bit like a pumpkin.
Yes, you don't have to put much in it. Just lemon juice. Some people put sultanas and a dash of cinnamon. They make a lovely pie with it.
And so your mother did all the cooking on the fuel stove.
Until we got rid of it.
And you replaced it
with a small electric cooker, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how did your mother manage with that? Was that a lot easier than the fuel stove?
Well, she liked it. But really, I don't know. I don't know how she... kept her sanity. You just imagine trying to do for a number of people on a small cooker like that and warm the plates, and it wasn't very big. Oh, incidentally too, we only got that cooker during the war. Can't remember now whether we had to have coupons for it or... I know there was some special reason why, how we come to get it. I'd forgotten about that.
They were hard to get, were they, during the war?
Oh, yes, very.
And what about other electrical appliances? Did your mother have...
Well, we eventually got a... I don't think that we ever used those flat irons for ironing. She had an electric hot point which lasted her for years and years. It was marvellous.
And what about a refrigerator? Did she have one of those?
No. when we first went there, we had there used to be a safe, used to hang out on the back veranda, and you put the meat and different things in that. When I look back now, I don't know why the meat didn't go bad.
Yes.
And the cooling was they used to call it a... It had hessian sides. Four sides were made of hessian. And you had a drip tray on the top. And you had flannel strips, and the moisture came through the flannel strip and dripped down on the hessian. And that's how you kept your butter and milk cool.
It gets quite hot out.
So
here in the
we got rid of that, needless to say, and bought our first fridge. And you wouldn't believe this, but the big store that we bought it off down in Penrith, the one of the sons of the owner came up and thanked Mother for buying that fridge.
Really? When would that have been? Would that have been during the war or after?
No, before the war.
Before the war. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why did he thank you for buying it? Just that was just polite business in those days, was it?
So grateful, I suppose.
Really?
That was Fletcher's. Well, they were subsequently taken over or sold out, I think, to farmers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's now Grace Brothers down in the Mall.
So I suppose the shopping area's changed a lot since you grew up here.
Oh, yes.
There wouldn't have been very many shops in those days before the
war.
There
was a fair few.
Were there?
But the northern side of the street seemed to be the right side for business. I don't know why, but...
Did your mother go shopping often, or did she have most things delivered?
Just trying to think. We used to get a lot of things delivered. I can remember her, when she paid the grocery bill, she always got a bag of boiled lollies.
For free?
Yes.
And she would have paid in cash, once a month
yes,
or something like
yes.
that.
Oh, yes, yes. Dad used to mend all our shoes. Mother used to make our clothes. Don't know how she found the time, really. But she did. School uniforms and blazers.
A lot. Mm. And where did you go to school? Just to the local?
Penrith Intermediate High.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And did you travel to school, walk to school?
Yes, mm-hmm. We walked to school. We came home every day for lunch.
Did you?
Which was good.
So your mother prepared lunch for you too, and she was very busy.
Yeah, she was a wonderful mother.
And then after you went to your intermediate, did your intermediate certificate, did
yes,
you?
Yes, I got my intermediate certificate. Mm-hmm. And then after I left school, I had a couple of jobs locally, and then Mother sent me to business college, you know,
In the city or here?
Parramatta.
Uh-huh. And you learnt shorthand and typing or...?
Shorthand and typing, bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And did many people go on to do their leaving certificate in those days, or did most people leave at the intermediate?
They had to go down to, they either had to go to Katoomba or go to Parramatta High School.
Oh, right. There was no, that finished the intermediate.
Yes, it was the intermediate was the highest grade at that stage.
And your parents wanted you to do a business course, did they? Or did you choose to do that yourself?
No, I think I just chose I think I might have learned a bit of bookkeeping at school. I can't remember.
And then did you work in Penrith after you'd finished your course, or did you get have to travel further?
I can't remember. I should remember the first job I had, shouldn't I? I have worked in Sydney and I have worked locally. On and off over the years, you know. Which has been very good.
And you had to travel by train into Sydney, I suppose, to work.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And how did you feel?
The train travelling didn't worry me because you can read or you can write or sew. Some people don't like it, but it didn't worry me. It's never worried me, actually.
Gives you time to think.
Whether I've got railway blood in me because my father was on the railway or not, I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, people used to say, oh, I don't know how you stand it, don't know how you put up with it. I said, it doesn't worry me. And neither it does. That they've got a much better train service now than we used to have.
What was it like then?
Well, not so many. And it used to take a bit longer. It was all right if you could catch a train that come down from the mountains. But there was always a little bit of rivalry. I don't think the mountain people liked us travelling on their trains. But, you know, in those days... there wasn't that many people lived on the mountains. And they didn't realise that we were practically subsidising their trip because the majority of people travelled to Penrith. But anyway, that's altered now. Very much so.
And your father was a driver of steam train engines.
Yeah.
So what happened when the electrification happened here? Did it make much difference to the travel? And did your father continue to be a train driver?
Oh, no, he retired. He retired when we came to Penrith. I didn't mind the old days at all because, as I say, we used to catch the mountain trains and they were fast. But now they've got the electrics.
And what did you do for recreation as a young woman? Did you go to theatre or play sport?
Trying to see.
During the war, and I suppose there were local dancers and that sort of thing.
No, I didn't do much because, you know, I always seemed to be at home helping mother. The girls used to go off to the dances.
You were the eldest child, so yeah. You helped out a bit more.
Yeah. I seemed to be helping out a lot. Always helping out, you know.
Were you?
But,
what, helping with the housework and the cooking and that sort of thing?
Mainly the housework and the flower garden.
And you were working full time, so I suppose you didn't have all that much time for leisure activities.
No.
Did you belong to any organisations, community organisations or church groups?
Yeah, we used to go to something up at the church. I can't remember now what it was.
They probably had a ladies' guild or a youth group.
Yes, there was a ladies' guild.
Mm-hmm.
Girls' friendly society.
Mm-hmm. And did you make friends through that sort of activity, or did you mostly make friends through work or through neighbours?
Yeah, well, in the old days, you knew everybody.
Yeah.
And you were on good terms with all your schoolmates, and, you know, visited one another.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures was the main thing in those days. Used to go to the pictures quite a bit.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
Or, as I say, we'd go hiking or down to the river.
Mm-hmm. Do you have picnics too? Family picnics, perhaps?
Well, we used to go on a lot of hikes. Mum and Dad used to come with us.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So you had family activities jointly.
Mm.
And did you have grandparents living in the district too?
No.
No. So you didn't have any extended family?
There were some relations down the North Coast on Mother's side. But you see, my father married twice.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, all the relations on his side of the family were a lot older than Mother's side, mm-hmm. you know. And they were, apart from these two brothers that were living with us originally, the others were all dead.
Mm-hmm. So did your mother have help with looking after the children when you were all small?
No, she managed.
Mm-hmm. You were probably helping out as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you start to notice the change in the area with the population growing and more houses being built? Would you have become aware of that in the 50s, after the war?
Oh, yes, it's slowly. The housing slowly increased. Most of the housing was out as far as Derby Street in those days. And then we had friends in the next street, and they used to call them bush messes.
Really? Bush messes?
Yeah, their names were
oh, I see,
messes.
Messer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bush messes. Now the housing is way over the other side of the freeway, on the southern side, and all out Jemison Town and Regentville. And on the northern side there, towards Cranbrook and Castlereagh, the housing's immense now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all bush,
mm.
apart from half a dozen houses.
And I suppose there were market gardens and...
Yeah, down Castlereagh, yeah, mm-hmm. there were a lot of market gardens. A lot of the people down there have done very well because of the gravel companies. Their property fronted the river. They've been very well reimbursed by the gravel companies, you know.
They were bought out, you mean?
I think some of them were, yes.
And how did you feel about the industry moving into that area and...
Well, it's a shame, really, because it was pretty, you know, down there, the river flats and looking towards the mountains.
That was vineyard country,
I thought
country,
it was very
was it,
pretty,
or?
You know.
Mm.
It is gradually being sold, particularly out of Cranbrook. I haven't seen it, but I know from what I hear, there's a terrible lot of houses out there now.
Mm.
Well, I did see part of it one day. A friend drove me around from the Kingswood end. But in one way, I think it's a shame because Penrith was quiet and it was more of a rural atmosphere when we came here.
Mm.
Now it's so commercialised, it's really spoiled.
And what's sort of...
It's progress, I guess. There's nothing you can do about it.
And what's the price you pay for progress, do you think, is... What do you think you remember as being better in the old days than it is now? What do you think is...
Well, it was lovely and quiet, and as I say, it was more of a rural atmosphere, and there was no rush and bustle like there is now.
Mm-hmm.
It was really great.
And did you have more of a sense of space and freedom?
Oh, yes. All that space, as I say, all that space has been built on now.
And did that make you feel more secure, having people close around you, or less secure? Or?